Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Tippo.
Tippo, not Tippo.
Tippo. Tippo.
That'd be really weird.
There you go.
Old Tippo.
Yep. It's in Tippo. Tallahatchie County.
Okay.
10 miles from Swan Lake. That's what we used to call Jeans Page. So there you go. 14 miles from Charleston. There you go.
Charleston.
The community is named Tippo Bayou.
Oh, I love
or
that.
Or Bayou, however you want to pronounce it.
I've heard it pronounced two different ways. Bayou and Bayou.
It's got a notable person, too. Mose Allison was born there. Former famous jazz pianist and singer.
Oh.
A lot going on in Tippo, so
what
good
are your
stuff.
Thoughts on jazz music?
I'm not a huge fan, but like,
not a fan.
If you said we were going to a club and somebody's playing jazz and I can just sit there and kind of zone out and listen to cool music, I'll do it.
We went to one in Charlottesville last year, myself and John Sokoloff, Stefan. Mm-hmm. Went to this place, Charlottesville.
Yeah,
just a jazz place.
Yeah.
A little like, it's not like a speakeasy, but a smaller little venue. So we're sitting there like, oh, these people are going upstairs. Let's go upstairs. So it's like jazz music, and then we go upstairs, and it was like something that you would see off of like a Pirates movie when you go into a bar to get like a pint.
A flagon.
Like, I felt like we were going to get shanked. So we went from jazz, like everybody
to a pirate
napping
bar.
Their fingers.
Yeah.
To we go upstairs, like smoke filled, like everybody's in the up there smoking. Like we lasted like 2 minutes and left. It was quite the change of
sounds like it,
seasons there.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it's what's for dinner. If you're trying to get that weeknight meal together, if you want to put something that's nutritious, delicious, and quick for your family, make beef the main ingredient because it's all three of those things, and it's so versatile. You want to do burgers, you want to do tacos, pasta, stir fry. If you just want to have whatever, beef can be the star of the show. If you're looking for recipes, they've got them at msbeef.org. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for, and you're looking for it. Father's Day is coming up, guys. Don't leave Dad hanging. Get him a great new gift from College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starville's flagship restaurant. For lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch, best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. If you want to grab a great lunch in the city of Starkville, Restaurant Tyler's the place to do it. We love a blue plate here on Thunder and Lightning. Robbie loves the fried chicken. I like the blackened catfish. But it doesn't matter what you like because they've got it at Restaurant Tyler. Whatever your southern favorites are. And, hey, if you're a vegetarian, okay, I'm not going to lie to you. First off, if you're a vegetarian, I don't get it. But that's just that you do yourself. But you can just get a great vegetable platter at Restaurant Tyler. They have great sides, and they can put together a fantastic blue plate for you, no matter who you are. Restaurant
Tyler.
We wouldn't do that, but you can do it at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. I'm not trying to touch your hand here. Priority One Bank, 16 locations.
Did I tip the scale?
I've got it. This camera's messed up. I can't make it work.
It's a little
blurry.
I know.
It's because you can see, like, right here on the edge there, there's, like, a little bit of the background's out. So.
We need some new equipment.
We're on strike, as of now. Anyway. Priority One Bank.
Screen Actors Guild.
Yeah. 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. That means you live near a bank location that's going to get to know you as well as it knows your money, that's going to offer a level of service that you can't find just anywhere. You know, you got some banks that they have great service, but they don't offer the financial flexibility and the investment services that you need. You go to those big corporate banks, they have all of that, but they treat you like a number. If you want the best of both worlds, you need to talk to our friends at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Bobby Faulks had a stressful day.
That
Well, I
bad.
mean,
It's no different.
you
No
were in
different than.
Alabama, 10 hours or 12 hours ago.
There's no. It's no worse than anything else that I've dealt with in the last athletic slash academic year.
Yeah, you're right.
There's been a lot worse. I promise you. This
In
and like here's
terms of the athletics, I'm just talking about,
just the stuff that I had to do today.
getting up
Yeah,
and then
no.
driving home, and then you just got back from choir practice.
We had we are we are recording a video for there's a mission trip that my music ministry is going on to. I forget where it's at, but it's in a Latin American country, and we're doing a we're doing the song "Goodness of God" in Spanish. So we the choirs had to learn the song in Spanish. Like last week, I went with a couple other people, and we recorded it at Mississippi State Music Department. Really cool little recordings area and like recorded that part. Well, tonight it was the whole choir like filming it all. And then like we filmed it like t we filmed like 20 times. And then we did we, like the recorded the track as a choir. So it was like an hour and a half thing. So get up at like 7 o'clock this morning, get to the ballpark, watch that debacle at the Hoover Met. Write all the stories and all, and then drive back on two wheels trying to get to that thing. So, and now I have to record and we have to talk about some of that. So, not looking forward to it.
Well, let's talk about some good news then. We'll start with the
And on top of that, like the pollen this year
It's been
is
rough.
unbelievable. And
It's been really rough.
I've always said, like, if anybody watches this stuff, they're going to think I've been like
Oh,
squirting stuff
people who watch this show, they must
because the
think I
nose
do.
is just
They must think I'm like
oh
Tony Montana. I'm just sitting at home just like,
couldn't be farther than for the truth. So
I can't even have a child with you, Robbie. Your womb is so polluted. I can't, Everybody needs a bad guy to point that, man. So, start with the good news. And that is, it's not unexpected news. It's not a surprise, especially if you listen to this podcast. We've been trying it, we told you. But Josh Hubbard did, in fact, pull his name out of the NBA draft consideration. He will be back in Starkville for a third year. And, Robbie, this goes beyond what Hubbard gives you on the court, which is a lot, right? He gives you close to 20 points per game. He is the first guy on the scouting report for every team Mississippi State will play this year. If State is going to make a fourth trip to the NCAA tournament, Josh Hubbard has to deliver in a big way. But this is a little bit more than that. And Josh Hubbard, and the way I describe it is, he wears the crown right now that Jake Mangum has worn, that Dak Prescott has worn, that Will Clark and Rafael Palmeiro have worn. I mean, I could continue on, right? He is the face of Mississippi State athletics. Nationally, he is the most well-known Mississippi State athlete that is currently on campus. No question about it. And he is a guy that if you talk to an average American who knows sports and you say, "What do you know at Mississippi State?" That's where Josh Hubbard plays. That's going to be the most common answer. There's nobody on the football team that has that kind of cachet. Nobody on the baseball team that has it. Josh Hubbard is that guy. So getting him back, not only big for Mississippi State basketball, it's just big for Mississippi State to have Josh Hubbard back in maroon and white for another season.
Yeah, no doubt. And look at the reaction that it got. Everybody, I think, pretty much knew that Josh Hubbard was coming back. I don't think anybody really doubted that he was coming back that follows college basketball and that follows the NBA draft. He didn't get an invite to the combine. And I think at this point, like, we all know that the most of us know that Josh Hubbard probably isn't going to be a guy that has a long NBA career. I mean, history just. Not even history, the present tells you it would be very difficult for him to go to the NBA and stick on a roster because there's nobody like him in the NBA. There's nobody that size. So it's, I think at this point, like we all pretty much knew this was coming, but still, the push that you got from that, from the national media, look at all the reactions that came out nationally. That tells you what kind of player he is. He's a guy that kind of transcends what Mississippi State has been for a long time, and he's going to be one of the most recognizable figures that Mississippi State has ever produced in college basketball.
Yeah.
And I think that this is great news for Mississippi State for next year, obviously, but two, to kind of get some juice behind that program. They're building a nice roster. There's still a piece or two that they want to add to it, but knowing that he's back in the mix, I think means something for Mississippi State. It's something to build around. You
Yeah.
have some finality to it. You're not sitting there wondering, well, maybe he could go pro if he wants to, because there, as much as he's still been around Starkville and he's been promoting Mississippi State and he's been on visits and it appeared that he was coming back,
You wanted it to be
there was no
official.
finality.
Right.
And now you have that. So I think this is really huge news for Mississippi State. And I think it was much needed for State in the offseason to get a big boost. And
Yeah.
I don't think that you can really quantify, what Josh Hubbard means to Mississippi State from a standpoint of what he does on the court, but also just the positive pub he brings.
It's been kind of funny. Every time State's gotten to transfer, in my mind, I've always been like, so what does he bring to this team? How does he complement Josh Hubbard? When they get Quincy Ballard, I'm like, okay, that's a big man that's gonna, he can't he's gonna have some one-on-one opportunities down low because you can't double team him because then he'll find Hubbard. And when they get Jaden Epps, I'm like, man, that's a great player to pair with Josh Hubbard. When they get Amir Ali, I'm like, okay, that's a wing that Hubbard can drive and kick out to. That's a guy who can, spread the floor and give Hubbard some more space. Every step of the way, my thought process has been, how do these players complement Josh Hubbard, despite the fact that Josh Hubbard was in the NBA draft? I never for one moment thought he would go in the draft. And that, I feel bad because I feel like I'm slamming him a little bit, but just not an NBA player.
Well, I
Simply, if
mean,
he was 6'4", he'd be a top 10
it's
pick.
nothing that he can control.
Because he's high, he's just not tall enough.
He
It's just simple as that.
has spent every ounce of his being
Yeah.
trying to become an NBA
He has
player,
maximized his talent.
and he's a freaking good basketball player.
Yeah.
But there are limitations that God put there
Yeah.
on him that he can't reverse. But God has had a bigger plan for him, and I think that a big part of that is his impact that he's making at Mississippi State and on the college game. And I think that's going to go beyond just this next year and even the next after that. I think and you look at the stuff that he's doing too for the community. He's starting to get involved with the Starkville community. He's got the camps that he's doing where he's kind of pulling together some of the best players in the state of Mississippi and putting together a really cool event after the season and all that.
Yeah.
I think that he understands that there are limitations and there are probably things that are going to keep him from reaching that level, but it's not going to keep him from being a successful person. And I think he's handled this whole process the right way. He told everybody, when was that? A couple months ago when he came out with the news, he told everybody that he was going to test the waters and he was going to maintain his
Maintain his
eligibility
eligibility in
at
Mississippi.
Mississippi State.
Yeah,
He made that
never enter the
clear.
portal.
And so I think he handled this the right way. He kept his eligibility. He didn't jump into this and make any mistakes. He tested it out, and now he's got whatever feedback he got, and he's going to come back and I think have a great year next year.
This will be a tournament team for the fourth straight
I
year.
would you
I
got to
can't imagine
think.
it's
I
not.
mean, I think they have enough pieces in place.
I don't know. If they can't get Van Allen Lubin, I don't know. Is that a real person? Are we sure?
Well, I mean, here's the
Are we
thing.
sure that's a real guy?
A month ago, we didn't even consider
Yeah.
that he was an option. So I don't know what that guy's going to do, but it's kind of like his back's against the wall at this point. I mean,
He really has two choices.
he might have another option available that we don't know about,
Yeah.
but everything that we've heard for the last 3 weeks
Yeah.
is North Carolina State, Auburn, and Mississippi State.
Yeah.
North Carolina State and Auburn have moved on.
Yeah.
Mississippi State's kind of waiting at the altar here, and we'll see if he
I just can't. You can't have a good feeling about that guy.
is he gonna
And
is he gonna be runaway bride? I
well,
mean,
my even if he signs with Mississippi State, I'm gonna look at him the whole time and be like, that's another Andre or Andrew Taylor, Kanye Clary candidate.
well, I
Because
don't know about.
there is he just
He's
doesn't want to
making a.
be here, and it's just gonna be a situation where he's like, well, I need to go there because I can't make the money anywhere
Well, I
else,
mean, here's the
which is
thing.
fine.
Here's what I say about him. When he gets on campus, he's been really good at where he's been. He went to Vanderbilt, he went to North Carolina. He's done this now two or three times. So, like, the whole thing, like, leading up to it is the problem. When you get him on campus, he plays. It's not like, Achora would be my candidate for the Andrew Taylor because he actually did it. He actually left. And I'm not saying I'm expecting that, but he has more of a track record of doing that than Allen Lubin. So I feel like if he just got here and he got around the team, that everything would be okay. I mean, that's the whole transfer portal stuff in a nutshell. Like the Andrew Taylors and Kanye Clarys are few and far between. When people get on campus and they actually start playing games and you don't have to deal with all this crap, like everything's so much better. Like, well, it's the leading up to it, it's the transfer portal windows. Like, when all these players just get back home, it's just like Keyshawn Murphy. Like, every single time Keyshawn Murphy would leave,
There'd
this
be
stuff
issues.
would happen. Like, it was always about, like, could you just get Keyshawn? Could you just keep him here and just keep him from going places? Unfortunately, he left, but that's kind of the thing for a lot of these guys.
Is it just says I don't want to make a David Lee Roth. I don't want to do a Lee Roth. Is he Van Allen Lubin or
I
is
don't
he
know.
Van Allen Lubin or is he Van Allen Lubin?
I was thinking the exact same thing.
I don't want to be doing this and be like, yeah, and then Allen Lubin's really good, and then Rob Hadaway's in there. It's just Lubin. It's just Lubin.
Is basketball the sport that Rob Hadaway ignores?
He does, but he'll get me for that
He
one.
will get you for
He
that.
would come in. He'd find me on the bat
I
one.
think
So I don't need a Lee Roth situation here.
it's Van Allen.
Van Allen Lubin.
I think
So you think his first name is Van Allen?
do you think we can find this
What if we
on
had a device? All right, hold on. So it's a
Van
hyphen.
Allen?
It's a
Van
hyphen.
Allen.
So it's Van Allen is his first name.
So Lubin is
It's
his,
just his
he
last
doesn't
name.
have a two last name
He's
thing.
not Van Allen Lubin. He's Van Allen Lubin.
They
You
really,
say his name enough times, it gets weird, by the way.
I totally forgot this guy went to Notre Dame first too. I mean, this will be his fourth
He
game.
he's not the Rashad Amos, but he's close.
It's true.
So
But yeah, I mean, it feels like they really need him. But like, here's the one thing I'll say. I don't want to speak this into existence, and I also don't want to be the person that's hypocritical about the forcing other people in the portal because I've like gotten upset at some people that have done that with Josh Hubbard and every other good Mississippi State player ever. But do you think that getting Van Allen Lubin would be detrimental to keeping Achor as well? Do you think State can keep both of these players?
Well, I mean, if you're at this point, surely a chore is aware that State is recruiting this guy and that they would like to sign him. So if that's the case, he would probably just go ahead and get back. I don't think, because that's what happened with what was the kid's name? Sam Walters, was that his name?
Yeah.
Who he thought he was going to be the starting four, and I think the comment I made was, there's one guy on this roster that is promised to be a starter, and his name rhymes with Mosh Bubbard. That's the only one.
I just wish for once, like, State could have their cake and eat it.
Have some depth.
Like,
Just get a couple of solid guys.
and that's why I always say, like, it is so hard to just build a roster now. Like what Florida did this year,
It's
I
random.
don't know how
It's
they did
rare.
it, but it's so hard to just
Well, I
build a
mean,
roster, build a contender now. And like one of the big things about Mississippi State in the past, that the years that they've been able to contend in sports, even in baseball for the most part, they've had continuity. They've had depth. They've built their team for multiple years. It's very difficult to do that now. Like women's basketball, They had a good year this year. If you're able to keep that team that you just had, like all you're losing was Jerkayla Jordan and Anaya Russell, and you go out and you try to go get a really, really, really good player to replace Jerkayla Jordan and maybe one more. State is a contender in the SEC next year. Instead, they
The
go
whole
turn
team
in the
that's
whole
left.
team transfers. Like, it's so hard to just build it and for players to come in and say, you know what, I'm gonna go win a job. Like, they want to be promised it. Like, these players now are getting, most of them, everything they want. They're getting money, they're getting playing time that they ask for. Like, they hold all the cards at this point. So it's hard, man. Like, it's gonna be hard, I think, to keep them both. But if you do, you're in a great situation. If you have Lubin, Achiuor, and Quincy Bowden,
Achiuor can be is a valuable guy in that he can play different positions,
he
right?
can.
You can play him at the three, you can play him at the four, you can play small ball with him at the five.
And to me, he's a more versatile player than Van Allen Lubin. But Van Allen Lubin, I think, has a higher ceiling, can do more what
So,
he
you
does.
know, maybe you just make the NIL deal a little sweeter for him and tell him, hey, you're still gonna get plenty of, I mean, there's no way you can look at what State has done the past few years, like with Nwoko and Keyshawn Murphy last year, and with year before that with Jimmy Bell and Tolu Smith. State has found minutes for these big guys. And I don't think minutes are gonna be an issue. So we'll see
But
what
yeah,
happens.
like this, back to Hubbard, like you have Seth Davis tweeting about it. You had
Rothstein obviously tweeting about it.
you have Ron Slay, and you have Jimmy Dykes, and everybody's talking about how great this guy is. Like, State does not get this kind of pub for anything else. Like, I think a lot of people look at Josh Hubbard. We were having this argument the other day on the message board, like, who is more important for Mississippi State sports next year, Ace Reese or Josh Hubbard? And I don't think there's any question it's Josh Hubbard. And that's not saying that Ace Reese isn't a player that's going to go to higher heights. I think Ace Reese is a potential first round draft pick and a guy that's probably long term going to excel more in that sport. But I don't think people realize like the power of college basketball. And the pecking order, like where baseball is compared to basketball, is not even close. So if Ace Reese comes out on June 30th or something and says, I'm coming back to Mississippi State for another year, this fan base will go crazy. But the national reaction is going to be probably Kendall Rogers saying huge for Mississippi State, and that's about where it ends.
Yeah, the college baseball people will talk about it. That's
Yeah.
about it.
But and when you're talking about college basketball, I mean, this is huge news. This is the news of the day for college basketball. It was Josh Hubbard coming back to Mississippi State. And that's a pretty big deal.
100%. So,
Speaking of news of the day, were we expecting Jim Irsay to die?
no,
I mean, I'm not trying to joke or anything, but like
no, no. You're only 65.
I was utterly shocked by that.
Well, I mean, that guy's lived a pretty hard life. So,
I
I'm
mean,
not in terms of, you know, he's a billionaire. It's not like that, but like, I mean, he didn't take the best care of himself through the years. So.
it's just I anytime somebody that's like a fairly prominent figure just up and dies and they're not like in their 80s, it's shocking to me. Like, because I just wasn't expecting it. And said he'd passed away in his sleep or something. Like,
Yeah.
was he sick?
I don't know.
We'll have to ask our resident. Well, she's not a resident anymore, but our friend Grace Ibarra
She might know. She would get
or Robbie Donahoe know.
Robbie Donahoe might get us that information as well. We'll reach out to our sources in the Indianapolis market
We
and
have a
get that
few.
info.
That's crazy.
One last question about Hubbard, and because we're about to get into baseball. Baseball loses today. Hubbard comes back. Is that the science?
That is a very, very good question. It was initially brought up by our friend Todd Miller on Twitter.
Todd Packer?
No, not Todd Packer. Todd Miller.
Yes.
He said the science strikes again,
Yeah.
and people have been confused about the science. People have said baseball and softball winning at the same time is a science. It's not. It's basketball and baseball. And when those two things are coinciding or doing or playing out at the same time, it counts. I'm counting this. This is positive news. This is a win for Mississippi State in
So
basketball.
the science
The
is a
science
fact.
strikes.
All right.
I thought we all thought we were safe from the science at this point. We all thought we were safe, but we are not. You're never safe from the science.
Science!
Science!
Let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Kine District, the place where you can find Brian Haydad today for lunch. That's where I went and ate lunch today. It was Wing Wednesday, Robbie. I wanted some wings. So I sat down, enjoyed a fantastic plate of wings at Two Brothers, and you can too. Ran into one of our listeners too, so it was great to see them. We love Two Brothers. We love the older brother. The older brother was closed today. I wish Barton, if you're listening, when y'all close, let me know. I'll tell people on the show so they're not disappointed, like I was today. I
Ever
wanted to,
closed?
they were closed for they were doing some deep cleaning,
Oh, okay.
so they're back open today as you're listening. Thursday they are back open, but like I was walking up and there was a sign on the door and I was like, huh. All right, I'm gonna get some wings. It was just like that. You're like a good, and that's the beauty of it, right? That they're just next door to each other. I didn't have to walk very far, so it was great. I had a great meal at Two Brothers. You can too. Next time you're in the Cotton District, you know where to go. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years.
30.
You need technology for your business? Give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need a new copy or a printer, new computers, new laptops, it's all right there. Then if you need service, when something inevitably goes wrong, Robbie, who are you going to call? Not Ghostbusters. Advantage Business Systems. You're going to call those back and talk to the same people that you talked to before. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon and you need MSU gear, you need to go to Maroon & Co. If you're not going to be in Starkville and you need MSU gear, you need to go to maroonandco.com. It's all right there for you. The biggest and best selection of Mississippi State merchandise that can be found today. Father's Day is coming up. Don't leave Dad hanging. Get him a great gift from Maroon & Co. And you know what the real gift for dads is? Saving money. We love to save money, and you can do it with our promo code. Thunder15 takes 15% off the price, regular price. Some exclusions apply. If you're going to be in Starkville and you need MSU gear, the only place to go is Maroon & Co. We're halfway to the weekend, which means we're halfway to whatever the project you've got to get done around your house is. It's coming up on you. So get it done with a trip to Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. If you need tools for a repair project, if you got to get something for the lawn, something for the garden, or if you're just cooking out this weekend, it's all right there for you at Scruggs Farm, Lawn, and Garden. And if you really want to get that lawn looking tip-top, best in the neighborhood, you need to be driving a John Deere. With a John Deere Drive Green Spring sales event, 0% financing up to 48 months on the powerful John Deere Gator and commercial mower, or you can get 0% financing up to 72 months on all John Deere compact tractors. Nothing runs like a deer. So if you want that lawn being the envy of the neighborhood, you need to go see our friends at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo, or you can shop online at scruggsfarm.com. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. They have what you need for less. I may have bit off a little bit more than I can chew on Sports Talk Mississippi, by the way. I'll tell you about this.
What'd you do?
So the Athletic is doing these. By the way, it's been 25 years since 2000. Just want to point that out to you if you want to feel really bad. So they're doing they did the top 25
That's
college football
great.
teams, college football coaches, and college football players
Since 20,
since
since
2000.
2000 and the millennium.
Yeah. So I was like, should I do that for Mississippi? And Borky was like, yes, you should. So I have it written down here. And I mean, people are going to be mad. Let's go ahead and tell you.
The top 25 players in
Now,
teams.
I don't know. Teams I didn't want to do.
Okay, that's too
Because, I
much.
mean, 25 Mississippi teams, I'm going to have a 6-6 team in there somewhere. There haven't been that many good teams.
Not at all.
Like,
You're eliminating a ton of Ole Miss and Mississippi State years.
in the top 25,
And
for Mississippi
there's like
State.
very few, like we're gonna have to go to like Jeff Bauer,
Oh,
USM, and Larry.
USM would have a lot of teams on that countdown, I would think.
That would
So,
mostly be Jeff Bauer and maybe some Larry Fedora.
Fedora had that one year where they won the conference. They went 12-2. You know, Mullen's 2014 team is probably the number two team all time in Mississippi in the last 25 years. With Ole Miss's team 2 years ago, I think would be a bit above them.
From a result
Yeah,
standpoint, yeah,
and
probably.
then, you know, do I would go into Jack like Jackson State? With Dion, but so
Yeah,
I wrote
Dion
down
Sanders.
these names here, And I think I have like 28, 29 names. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I got nine Bulldogs. Am I right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Nine Bulldogs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13 Rebels. 2, 3, 4, 5. I have six Golden Eagles. And I wanted to get your thoughts on someone real quick. Travis Hunter.
Counts.
Do I count? He played 1 year though. Like I took
Ooh.
Deuce off the list because he only played 1 year in this decade.
Was it 1 year or
He
two?
played 2000. He was here. He was at Ole Miss 97 to 2000.
Well, you have to look at what Travis Hunter did.
In his 1 year at Jackson State.
Yeah. Was it only 1 year?
Yeah. He.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he played
He's
two
a
years.
freshman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shador has a better case to be on my list. He played
Yeah,
2 years at
he's.
Jackson State. He threw for almost 7,000 yards. He was 70 to 14 touchdown interception. I think Shador is going to be. I'm going to put him on here.
Well, and here's the deal. Where do you like you have to do you do it relative to the competition or do you
No,
do it?
I don't want to do that. I don't want to get into that. I just want to put who are the best players in the state
Well,
of
if, I
different
mean, if
players.
that's the case, like you have to start comparing him to his peers if you're not doing relative
Well, I mean,
competition.
if I had to do by numbers, Shador is going to be the best quarterback in the state.
Well, that
I mean,
I know I'm
maybe Eli.
well. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. But if
I think Jackson Dart was from a production standpoint. I mean,
Dart, Dart, Eli, Shador,
yeah,
might be the one.
Corral. I would put
I
Corral.
forgot about
Oh
Corral.
yeah, you have to put Corral.
God, another rebel.
You have to put him on there.
It's gonna be some tough choices. But anyway, I think Friday show. I'm ready for hate. I'm ready for hate.
Let
So,
the heat flow.
all right. Mississippi State eliminated day one, or technically day one, day two, however you want to look at it. 9-0. They once again, Robbie, couldn't get a run rule to get you out of there a little early. It's 9-0.
They always do just enough.
The pitchers just be like, hey, I'm gonna throw an 87 center cut. Here you go. Knock it out.
They always do just enough to either not get the run rule themselves or
Or not get
not
run.
get run rule.
Yeah. Once the game got to 6-0, once he hit the grand slam, it just felt like at that
Yeah,
point it was over.
air was out of the balloon.
Yeah.
I think State was. Like, I'm not gonna say they weren't trying, but I think they were playing hard and they were locked in until Reed Stallman didn't make that catch.
Right.
Because
Because
the very
McPherson
next
in the
play,
first inning was
he was
fantastic.
fantastic. He was throwing 97, 98,
Yeah.
was throwing gas up there. I
Yeah.
think he's gonna be really good. I don't even look at today and blame him for anything. I think he's gonna be a really good pitcher. I think he's a future potential first round draft pick. But Stallman has really struggled to track balls in the outfield. Either whether it's coming off the wall or like the backpedaling, like you can't backpedal like that. Like
Yeah.
that's just setting yourself up to trip like he
Like
did.
when you backpedal, you need to be taking maybe two steps.
But I have not seen a Mississippi State team struggle the way that this team has on tracking fly balls in the corner outfield.
Because Stallman and
Their
Frey,
first baseman, or
they're not outfielders.
I don't think Fry's the first baseman. I don't even know.
Frey was a third baseman.
Yeah, and I don't know if he could play that on this level.
No.
Stallman is a first baseman, and like you're asking all these guys to play these defensive positions, and it just hasn't worked this year.
Yeah.
And right after that, Gatlin Sanders makes a mistake. Sanders has been pretty sure-handed, so I like can't really be too upset at him. I mean, that's just
One error doesn't kill you, but when you have back-to-back errors, that is almost certainly going to put runs on the board.
you have back to back, and you have runners on the corners with no outs. If you make those two plays, I think State has a 3-up, 3-down inning.
Yeah.
A&M is the worst offense in the league, but they are talented, and State gave them some life today. They gave them a little bit of life. They gave them some gifts. When you give teams that have been used to losing, when you give them gifts and you give them some life, they can get some confidence, and confidence is very contagious.
Yes.
And if they win against Auburn tomorrow, it would not shock me to see them go on a little bit of a run because this is still a team that the majority of these guys that are playing played for a national championship last year.
Right.
They just haven't had the confidence, and it's just This has kind of snowballed for them, but they are capable. Tennessee is capable. They have not been playing well. Today,
Got a
gotta
good
build
win today.
confidence,
Yeah.
and you see what happens. So it just kind of unraveled. I think he ended up throwing like 40 something pitches in that inning. I think, the worst inning this year for Mississippi State.
Was rough.
And after it was 6-0, it was just kind of like, eh, do we really want to be here? Like,
Right.
that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
So this has been a thing with this Mississippi State program. Like, it's been passed down now. It's not just a Lemonis thing. Like, it's been passed down since, I would say, like, John Cohen left. Like, they just kind of go through the
They're
motions when they
not
get
much for the
here. They
FBC
don't,
tournament,
it
yeah.
doesn't, it doesn't seem like they really want to be there. And that's fine. That people handle the tournament differently. South Carolina used to purposely lose so they could get a postseason. They went to the national championship and won it 2 years in a row, and I think they were like 2 and done or whatever in Hoover. So this is, I don't know if you saw my tweet, but this is the sixth time
Yeah.
in school history that Mississippi State has gone to the tournament and not won a game.
Right.
The previous 5 times, 2000, went to a super regional and went to Clemson. 2007, College World Series and
Yeah.
won a super regional. 2011, they went to the super regional in Florida,
Right.
and they were, I think, 5 outs away from
Yeah.
going to Omaha. 2018, College World Series, they got third place.
That team got two and queued.
They went 1 and done.
Oh, did they? I didn't remember that. Okay.
They went up there. You know, they barely made the tournament.
Yeah.
They barely made the SEC tournament, and they played that first game that didn't. You had to win that game to get
Right,
the
the Tuesday.
doubleheader.
What the Tuesday games used to
I
be.
think they lost to Arkansas, maybe.
Okay.
I can't remember,
Yeah,
but
and then 21, we both.
2021, they won national championship. So if this follows the script, which has been in place since the beginning of this format, maybe not this format, but how the tournament kind of plays out, because they used to, there was a time in 1953 there was like a playoff for the SEC championship, and I don't think it was like a, I think it was like 2 teams maybe. So I didn't count that. That was the only other time. Since this thing went to like a format of 4 or more teams, Mississippi State has not won a game 6 times.
There you go.
And every single year they've at least advanced to a super regional. We'll see if this one does as well. As I'm watching this game, I noticed the freak outs from people on the message board, social media, and I get it. It just did not alarm me, I guess. The only thing that alarmed me was just, and it wasn't really an alarming thing. It was just, we kind of know at this point Mississippi State is not a good defensive team.
Right.
And a lot of people were saying, well, they've been good for the last 10 games. That's the last 10 games. I look at what you are after 55 games. And after 55 games, Mississippi State is bottom five in the league in fielding percentage. And I think they're sixth in errors, but fielding percentage, they're bottom five in the league. Throwing runners out, they're the worst team in the league. And double plays, they're the worst team in the league. So in 55 games, that's what we've seen.
Yeah.
In the other 10 games, don't try
Those
to
are
convince me.
outliers.
Don't
Those are outliers. Yeah.
tell me that Sunday, I mean, Wednesday was an anomaly
Yeah.
when we have 55 games. And by the way, the last 10 games, it hadn't always been perfect.
Yeah. They've had some defensive
They've had issues
lapses.
then as well.
Yeah.
So it's not like for 10 games they played exceptional defense like they did in the College World Series in 2021.
Right.
This is still a team that I think when this season ends, if Mississippi State does not miraculously win a national championship, we're going to look at that game or games in a regional, super regional, whatever, and say defense indoor pitching was a root cause for their demise.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, this is just who they are. They're just not a sound defensive team. And you can't argue otherwise.
No.
But that doesn't mean that this
Some people
team,
will.
they will. And if you argue back, then they'll get mad at you. But I don't think that that means that this team can't accomplish something in postseason. I think that, look at the 2018 team. That team had a ton of flaws in it, barely had any pitching, and they made it to within one win from playing for national championship.
Yeah.
And I think that this team is capable of doing that. To me, I feel like offense is a big part of it. And if State can get back on a roll, that we didn't see it today. And I give a little bit of credit to, I mean, the Texas A&M pitchers deserve credit, but I didn't think State had a good approach.
Yeah.
And when they get up 3-0 or they get up 3-1, I mean, you're swinging at ball four. It just wasn't, to me, a great approach, especially in that ballpark. So I'm not saying that this team cannot go on a run here, but I think at the end of the day, it's a fairly certain thing that this team is not very good on the defensive side. And that's
Agreed.
something that needs to be rectified with this new coach. Like
Agreed.
this new coach needs to bring in good fundamental baseball.
It's so weird too. Like, I mean, because it's different because last year's team was last year's team, right? It's not the same team at all. Last year's team was really good defensively. And this team took a big step. But I think part of that is what we talked about at the beginning there. You've got two guys who are infielders playing in the outfield. Reese is not a third baseman by and large. He's been okay there this
He's been
year.
very serviceable.
It's serviceable,
He
but
hasn't lost
he
you
came in.
games.
When he came in, we talked about him being state center fielder. And he's playing third. You've had all these issues
And we
behind.
knew preseason, we knew he was gonna, there was gonna be some lumps.
Yeah. Behind the plate has been so rough this year for State. I mean, even Reeves and Sanders, you just got them there middle of the season. So, I mean, Hines is the only guy who's been at his position basically all year. And as figure has and he's been good defensively, but that's about it.
I think what they decided in the offseason, I think this was actually the right call. I think State's a better team because of it. I think you can live with some of the defensive issues, but I think they decided we're going to sacrifice some defensive
For some
things
hitting.
for hitting. And like I said,
We call that the Chris Jans decision.
I think that was the correct approach.
Yeah.
It would be ideal if you had both, but you went out and you got guys
Yeah.
that can hit the baseball. And that was something that they lacked last year. Like, you're playing good defense, but you can't hit.
Yeah.
Well, now you're going to have some defensive miscues, but
Remember
the
what you were
lineup
saying
has very
earlier?
few holes in it.
I was saying earlier about State having its cake and eating it too.
Can't do it.
Why can't State have a team that's good defensively and good offensively? They can't seem to have it. So
Well, that was
that was
2021.
2021. Yeah. That yeah,
2019
you
too,
say
but
that though. 2021, they were not good defensively until they got to Omaha.
they were good
They were serviceable.
and they were great
They
in
were great
Omaha.
in Omaha. So. All
And
right.
then they got red hot at the plate. Like, it just was, everything came together.
All right. Robbie put out some new coaching stuff. Let's save that for tomorrow, though. We'll let all that information marinate another day, and get his thoughts on this coaching search. We'll update everything there, plus any other news that comes out. Who knows? Maybe Van Allen Lubin,
Then Allen the Lubin.
Van Allen Lubin will be a Bulldog tomorrow. We can talk about that. We'll see. All right, guys. Have a great Thursday. Back with you on Friday for Robbie Falk. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk
Voices in my
Mississippi.
head, they counsel me, they understand, they talk to me. You got your rules and your religion, all designed to keep you safe. But when rules start getting broken, you start questioning.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.